Good morning.
Good morning.
For our call to worship today, I will read Psalm 72. This psalm has deep roots in Reformed history. It was preached during the Reformation, and it inspired William Carey to start the modern foreign missions movement. Importantly for citizens of the United States, Psalm 72 was preached by the English Puritans. The Puritans believed in the current reign of Christ over all the nations and the duty of Christians to disciple all the nations and to convert them to Christ. They decided to put their money where their mouths were, and they sailed to America on one of the most successful and important migrations in history. Why did the Puritans come to America? We do not have to guess. We can read the reason in John Robinson's farewell sermon in Leiden, Holland, when the first ship sailed, or in John Winthrop's famous City on a Hill speech aboard the Arabella right before it landed in Massachusetts. The Puritans came to North America to establish the kingdom of God on earth as kings and priests of God. I would reaffirm their goal today. It is still our task as Christians to establish the kingdom of God in our country in particular and in all nations on earth. Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness to the king's son. May he judge the people with righteousness and thine afflicted with justice. Let the mountains bring peace to the people and the hills in righteousness. May he vindicate the afflicted of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. Let them fear thee while the sun endures and as long as the moon through all the generations. May he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish in the abundance of peace till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth, like the nomads of the desert bow before him and the enemies lick the dust. Let the kings of Tarshish and the islands bring presents, the kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. And let all kings bow down before him, all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he cries for help, and the afflicted also, and him who has no helper. He will have compassion on the poor and needy, and the lives of the needy he will save. He will rescue their life from oppression and violence, and their blood will be precious in his sight. So may he live, and may the gold of Sheba be given to him. And let them pray for him continually. Let them bless him all day long. May there be abundance of grain in the earth on top of the mountains. Its fruits will wave like cedars of Lebanon. And may those from the city flourish like vegetation of the earth. May his name endure forever. May his name increase as long as the sun shines. And may men bless themselves. Let all nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.